Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That's Big Jerb. That's Black Trey. Shout out to the Patreons, patreon.com/countthedings. If you are a Patreon, you already know. You get this whole episode, bing, bang, boom, in its entirety, not chunked up. If you are a Patreon, you're getting that OG podcast that's dropping now every week. Me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom and Jade, we're all back together. We're doing the damn thing. And if you are a Patreon, you're getting those watch-alongs. You're getting the Discord, which, by the way, is getting revamped. That's right. New Discord, new access, new, especially as Twitter turns into a fucking wasteland, Discord will be your friend, man. It's a nice space of like-minded people. We're just here to have a good time, share memes, laugh, talk about shit that we talk about. So make sure you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get started.
But I want to talk about how fucking Twitter Blue is ruining Twitter.
Oh, man. It's doing what to Twitter?
It's ruining Twitter, nigga.
No, because nigga, this has been the most fun week of Twitter since like fucking To Catch a Predator.
Okay. You're right. All right.
I'm having a ball, bro.
All right. Here's the thing. Best $8 ever spent if you're just a regular Twitter nigga, because this is fake retweets on steroids, right? Pretty much. You remember the fake retweet era?
Yes.
Where niggas is getting in trouble. So now we got a nigga paying $8 to fucking mock brands. Not fun for me, I mean, on the serious side, because I work in advertising, yeah, right? Yeah. So then it's a pain in my fucking side. And then also sports, right? Because now we got niggas, the news breakers, or the fake accounts, just doing anything. It's the wild, wild west. So that's the frustrating part. But when you talk about the fun side of it, if I'm a troll, the Biden shit.
Let me hold on. I'm going to read them. I'm going to read them, right? It's George W. Bush. I miss killing Iraqis. Verified, by the way. Verified Tesla breaking. This one's fucked up. I'm going to say it right now, but it's funny, but it's fucked up. A second Tesla has hit the World Trade Center. Fuck, man. From a verified Tesla guy. From verified Rudy Giuliani. Nancy Pelosi and I do not agree on many things, but them things be thangin', I tell you what.
And finally,
and this one, I'm crying when I saw this one. President Biden, I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. Yo, they are fucking, yo, I have been, Twitter hasn't been this funny in so long, man. The reckless funny, man. Reckless ass jokes. It's definitely
inappropriate. It's definitely wild. Like I said, it's the wild, wild west in those accords, because again, it is fucking changing every second. And niggas is panicking, especially thinking about the communities you built on this motherfucker, right? And this nigga really just editing live, firing niggas, hiring niggas, changing shit. Official tag, remove the tag, verify this nigga, verify. Nigga, the Onion is verified. I started laughing. I said, hey, bro, the Onion and Ballsack Sports, I can't wait for these local news shits to really grab and be like, oh, this shit, because it's from a verified account.
Again, I got friends that work for Twitter. I feel for them. This sucks. Their fucking life and their livelihoods are getting upside that shit. Your man, Jerv, your former housemate, right?
Oh no, I never lived with him, but I lived in the same joint or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Oh, y'all missed. Yeah, I forgot that was a revolving door.
That's a revolving door crib.
but yeah, man, like I texted him. I was like, "Yo, is everything okay?" And he's like, "I mean, not really. Like, shit was going crazy, but you know." I feel for them. I honestly do feel for them. But, I mean, hold on. Let me find this other one, man. There's so many of these.
He's like, you did your Chappelle shit. You were like, let me just read this statement real quick. Like, listen, I feel for everybody over there. And I just want y'all to know I feel y'all. But.
I'm with them, but also, man, fuck, man. That shit is funny. I'm just
reflecting now on the parts of like, if this is the end of Twitter, my nigga.
Yeah.
Which I don't think. I think Twitter is shifting into another wave. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just reflecting on like Nigger Navy.
Oh man. The best moments in Twitter. Topics.
Yeah, T-cap. Like
yeah.
Nigger Navy is
my jeans.
Yeah, look, I mean we got so many.
LeBron lying.
That should have been a topic.
Bro, that's not even fucking on anyone's brain. I forgot all about that till you just said it. Yo, this shit is amazing.
Who knew LeBron would be the face of lying? Like a nigga said, yo, if a nigga asks where my homie, if my homie girl asks where he was at the other night, and nigga posted the LeBron meme.
That one was perfect. But I want to show y'all some shit. He said, who knew that LeBron would be the face of lying? I don't do this often, but when I get to do it.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that
out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
All right. So take a look at this meme that I created. This is an Amin original. And look at LeBron's face and then look at Krista Ledlow's face. Right? So the caption is, when you know someone's lying, but you just mind your own business. And this is at a sneaker release for the LeBrons or whatever. Now, I want y'all to see the time and date when this was created.
Look at my say man being loud. A futurist. Okay. September 17th, 2014 at 7:18 p.m. on TweetLogics. On fucking shout out to TweetLogics. Great app.
I made that shit fucking lying 8 years ago.
Like
eight years ago.
Listen, the shit that pissed me off out of all the lies. He ain't have to do it.
Which one?
Well, the takeoff anyway. Shit. No, the takeoff shit was so disgusting because it's like, all right, for one, nigga, is it weird to dress up like someone who
just
away.
Died. It's super weird.
I ain't understand. Let's
assume he was telling the truth, Trey, about everything. It is incredibly weird to do that. Incredibly weird.
He said he was rocking with it 2010. They ain't come out to 2011.
They posted
and Takeoff was 16 years old.
They posted a video of Takeoff in 2010, and he was like literally like playing. Like he's just a kid. He was a little child, man. Oh, it's so unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. You too old. I just don't understand why he has to make everything about him. Arguably one of the greatest basketball players of all time, but also arguably one of the greatest liars of all time.
Liars. The lies, man.
Nigga, and I love how you don't have to be a part of every fucking conversation.
The full laundry list of all the lies this nigga done told one after another. I was like, oh my God. When the nigga said, I watched The Godfather like six times, and my man said, yo, what was your favorite scene? And he's like, oh. No, The Godfather? I know motherfuckers who never watched The Godfather that could quote a scene from The Godfather.
Like, it's like, not that hard.
And by the way, you're the Mr. Photographic Memory. That's the other part. It's like, you can't even get away
I make that point on OG. Like, bro, for a nigga that know every player that come in the league, every play, call out every play, call out. Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, I done walked in the Suns locker room, visiting locker room, and nigga knew every reporter in there, nigga. Every nigga. Every nigga. Even the new niggas on his beat. Like, I ain't talking to them niggas.
How was your first day?
I ain't talking to them niggas.
How was your first day? That'd be some funny shit, man. If the nigga was so up to date on people's shit. Oh, my God.
And then to not know that, I'm bugged out.
But you know what's crazy, Trey? That, to me, is the greatest thing that Twitter provides in its purest form, is that LeBron James, one of the greatest to ever do it on any level, this dude is tall, he's, like, good-looking, he's in great shape, he's got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids that seem to be, like, about the right things, lives in a great house, and, like, has all these celebrity friends, and, you know, makes movies. Like, the nigga should be like, oh, that's, like, the perfect life. Even that nigga ain't safe. Even that nigga ain't safe from these.
Nobody's safe on Twitter.
Nobody's safe, man. Like,
they even talk about the nigga hair, and then they found out the nigga be lying.
Climb to the top of Mount Olympus, and we pulling that nigga down too. Nobody
said that. They said that nigga said, "Yo, I told JFK, don't ride with the top down." Like, I'm sorry. I know I probably shouldn't have said that.
Fucking insensitive, but the, bro.
That shit crazy. Yo, he just be.
Hold on, man.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's too many of those lying memes, bro.
It's the best. It's I remember telling Sonya. Oh, that was the one. So apparently, Sonya Curry, in an interview, revealed that she almost had an abortion while she was pregnant with Steph. Almost had an abortion when she was pregnant with Steph, right? And so they screenshotted, like, the news story, and then the next one was the picture of this picture of LeBron, where that nigga just looked like he's lying. And it says, "I remember telling Sonya, don't get that abortion. This kid will be the best shooter the NBA has ever seen." Oh, man.
Bro, the fact that he lied about Kobe scoring 81 was still funny.
No.
That one crazy. He said, "I knew he was gonna get it."
I had a feeling. Anything with it. Of course, I remember 9/11. It was during my sophomore year. I remember pulling my coaches out during an early morning practice and saying, "I have a feeling about the World Trade Center collapsing today." We heard about the planes 15 minutes later. Yo, they went nuts on this nigga, man.
Yeah.
And here's the other crazy part. I remember the day MLK got shot. I woke up that morning like, man, something don't feel right about today. Hour later, he got shot. Oh, man. Here's the crazy thing about it is, and this is the other thing about Twitter that makes it special. I know this nigga saw every single one of these memes.
Every single one.
And
he biting his motherfucking nails. He don't know how to strategically respond to it. And I'm waiting on one. Listen.
You see, he don't bring them books out no more when he go to games.
Listen, I'm waiting on one bold like when I changed my jeans. Reporter. I'm waiting on one bold reporter to ask. I'm waiting. Hey, so Twitter has this discussion about you lying. Like, nobody gonna do it. That's the fucking
It's gotta be someone with nothing to lose. Like, I don't need this shit.
That's it. That's just like, I don't give a fuck. I wish I was on that beat. I wish I was on the Lakers beat because I wouldn't give a fuck.
They go get it. Credential just for the Laker game.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't give a fuck, man. I'm in LA next week, so. No, all right. Lakers.
There you go.
No, I hope y'all playing at home. I might pull up.
That's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter. Again, shout out to Jerv. Shout out to Trey. Thank you, the listener. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. If you were a subscriber, you would have got this entire podcast all at once as opposed to in a little chunk. You also get the OG show that me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom and Jay do. You also get the watch along. You also get the Discord, all type of shit. Make sure you're a subscriber. Tap in all of this stuff, all the good feelings. Till next time, stay black, motherfucker.